David G. Hall joining me on the Newsmaker line. Hello, David, you're at home right now, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Phil, I am, and I am, if you forgive me, but I've heard other people on your program relaxing after work. I'm in a bathtub right now. I have to be in a bathtub. It was a very tense, had a four-hour drive down from San Luis Obispo this afternoon, so.
No, I understand. You're taking a bath, though, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to call you later?
No, I can deal with it now.
All right, so we had on a show last night Chef Chedilia, and you got a call from a potential sponsor.
Right, Ron Beaver, Beaver B Hardware, and this is a national chain. Now, I don't know what he was talking about, and it all hit me. You know, I took the phone call at about 7:15 last night, and I got him screaming at the phone about listening to a guy who has his nose is full of snot, and he's trying to sing, and he's choking on snot.
He was listening to my show.
He was listening to your podcast, yeah.
Okay, and he heard Chef Chedilia trying to sing.
That's my understanding, yeah. What he said was, before I you know, turn it over to you, because I know you got a segment of the show.
I'll play a segment, yeah.
Because I didn't hear it. He said that, well, first of all, he was in contact with Ramo, who is, you know, he's placing an ad with your show, an ad buy.
I understand.
Yeah, and now he doesn't want to. So what I'm trying to tell you is, this is a guy that was going to buy, you know, a significant amount of airtime from you, Phil. He hears this man that he said it sounded like a fat man choking on snool. I said, what is that? He said, it's a cross between snot and drool. Okay. You know, Phil, if you don't take your career seriously...
I do. I'm sorry. I never heard that term before.
Well, yeah, it was the first time I heard it, and I got to be honest with you, I was shocked by it.
Okay. This is...
Hold on for a minute. Give me a towel, will you, okay? I got to get up and... I got to use the toilet for a minute, Phil. Do you mind?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm sorry, but I got to take...
Okay, David G. Hall is on the phone. Are you going to...
Yeah, he's going to call back.
David G. Hall is our vice president of... media here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and he took a call from a potential sponsor last night who canceled his ad buy because he heard...
This is Ron Beaver, and he owns Beaver B Hardware.
Yeah. You guys have heard of this?
It's a big hardware chain. And he heard Chef Chedilia last night singing while he had cream cheese in his mouth.
Right, but what he said... I never heard this term snool.
Yeah, it's a cross between drool and snot. Yeah.
Phil, this is your, as David said, it's your career.
Yeah, okay, I understand that.
Well, why are you laughing?
Because I think the word snool. Where are you going?
I'm going to freshen up my coffee. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Hall. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do. A drool cup.
David, would you put him back on the air, will you, please? David, you there?
Yeah, sorry, Phil. I had to take a shit. So what I'm saying is...
Can we cut that out, please?
What?
Can we cut... Will you cut that out, please?
Right.
Oh, go ahead, David.
Well, here's the thing. Sorry, here's the thing. This guy, Ron Beaver, calls. He's screaming at me. He said, this guy is gagging on snool. He's gagging on drot. I said, Rick, I don't know. What are you talking about? Slow down and tell me. He said, I'm listening to a fat man who's choking on drool. And I said, where? He said, on the Hendry Show. He said, I can't buy time on that. I can't go near that. He said, no, he said, later for that. And then just I heard a dial tone.
All right, let me get this straight, okay?
Phil.
Wait, no, I want to hear this straight, you know. And then I'll play this segment so you can hear for yourself, because I know you didn't hear the show.
I did not.
Okay. This guy calls you up, and he says that he heard a fat man choking on snool or whatever it's called.
Yes. I take it you never heard of it.
No, I've never heard of it, and I don't think a lot of people have ever heard of it, but that's okay. Then you say he was gagging on snot, and then he said to you, I'm pulling my ad buy. I'm not buying time on Hendry's show. I can't do that. I can't go near it. And then you heard a dial tone.
Why are you laughing?
David, he's been laughing since this entire thing started.
This is why, Phil, we struggle so much with a lot of what you do. You're a talented guy. In many ways, you are, way ahead of your time. You're groundbreaking in the kind of comedy. But, you know, people, they just can't take it when you're laughing in the face of, you're laughing at things that other people look at, scream, and run away from. You understand?
Okay, so I'm laughing in the face of something that people scream and run away from. The fact is, I never heard that term. However, I don't want to argue with you.
No, I'm not going to argue with you, because we just lost an ad buy.
Well, you can't blame me for that. I had on a guy, Carl Cedilia, singing, like I always have him on. This guy, this advertiser, decides for whatever... You know what? I don't think that scared him off. I think the guy can't afford to... I don't think he can afford time on my show.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he can.
Oh, my God.
What's the big deal?
You realize you've offended that... If he's listening right now...
I don't think... Hey, Rick, if you're listening, or Ron...
His name's Ron. Rick.
Okay, hey, Ron, I don't think you can afford time. I don't think you can afford to buy time on my show. How do you feel about that?
Okay, you just killed it. Thanks. Thank you very much, Phil. The Ron Beaver B ad buy, the Ron Beaver ad buy, Beaver B Hardware, was an infant baby laying in a crib, and you just dropped a boulder on it. Thank you very much, Phil.
Oh, give me a break.
No, that's what you did.
No, that's not what I did. What I did was I confronted the guy. If that's going to make this cat not want to buy airtime...
Let me ask you something. What is with this cat, you know, and all? Are you a beatnik still or something like that?
It's how I talk. The point that I'm making here is this guy was never serious about buying ad time.
Why do you say that?
Because he knows how freaking weird this show is, and Chedilia's been on this show for many a day, and so has Ted Belt.
The guy has never been on your show gagging on stool. Do you understand me?
All right, I'm going to play this segment. And this is Chef Cedilia, and this is him. This is how he is. Here is Chef Cedilia singing. This is the song Treat Her Right. And he was singing it while he was cooking last night on the show. I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, Chef.
What?
If you want to. Oh, my God.
You're telling me that sounds like I've got phlegm in my throat.
Oh. Yes, it does, Chef. It does.
Oh, come on. You
got
to be kidding me, Phil.
There's something wrong with you. Hey, there's something wrong with you, Jack, that you don't recognize that I'm a great chef. I'm singing the song.
All right, kill it, kill it. We have to kill it. So that's it.
That was it, yeah. I mean, there's more, but that was it.
Well, no wonder Beaver got spooked.
Oh, come on. The guy is, you know as well as I do, the Chef Cedilia. What, bud?
I got Chef Cedilia, if you want to talk to him, or maybe you don't.
We got Chef Cedilia on the line.
What about it?
Do you want to talk to him?
Why do I want to talk to him, Phil, when he's murdered, when he's taken a deal that Ron Beaver was going to present to us? He's taken that deal, and if it was an infant child...
I know, he threw it off a cliff. I know, he threw it off a cliff.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Here he is. Chef Cedilia.
Chef Cedilia here. Look at David. Oh, Chef, you're a great chef. I think this is a done deal. That's why I didn't want to talk to you. There's nothing that can be reclaimed here.
I just want to say that I was making every effort to sing. I wanted to be entertaining for the audience, and I didn't know that it would come out sounding as if I was gagging on a mixture of drool and snot. And it's called, what's it called again?
It's called strool.
It sounded like strool? Is that
who cares what it's called?
Who was that? Henry.
It was me, Chef. And I don't think you did anything wrong. And I think that David, I think this, I'll say it again.
Don't do it, man. I got to have lunch with the guy tomorrow.
Like, have lunch with him. I'm just saying, if you're listening, Ron, you obviously can't afford our show.
Oh, thanks a lot. I don't give a fuck anymore.
What happened?
He hung up.
He's not allowed to hang up.
He has special rights to hang up because he's the vice president of everything.
All right, Chef, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I don't know what happened. I mean, if I lost your business, I'm sorry, Phil, but I was simply trying to entertain the audience. And yes, I had a quarter of brie in one cheek, and I had some Swiss cheese in the other.
It's okay, man.
And you lost business.
Yeah, we lost an advertiser. He was never on the air. He was going to buy time, and he decided not to.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I've been practicing. If you practice my nothing, Margaret, what does this sound like?
Oh, I don't care anymore, Chef.
Well, listen. If you practice my nothing, just a thought of this time. You know?
No. Thanks, Chef.
Well, I can go.
Chef Cedilia, David G. Hall, why do I feel bad all of a sudden?
Well, because David comes on here and makes you feel guilty about the fact you had a segment that was, frankly, very entertaining.
I don't understand this. He was choking on strool. Snot and drool.
He was choking on strool?
I think it's snool.
Yeah, it's called snool, you know.
Oh, I see. Is this some sort of a technical term?
No, I mean it's snot and drool.
I can't believe it, man. We lose an advertiser because we have a chef doing a cooking show live from a restaurant in which he's not only cooking and he's talking to the audience, he also has food in his mouth because he likes to test the different flavors of brie and cheeses and dips. And, oh, yeah, he's going to sing a song while he has this food in his mouth. It sounds like he is choking on something I've never heard of before, snool.
Yes, it's not that big of a thing, Phil. It's snool.
It's pretty well known around...
Around where?
You know, in the different circles.
Snool.
Anyway, so the guy has snool. Never mind. You know, who gives a shit?
Well, Phil, don't be morose.
I'm not being morose. I got to move the show along. Thank you very much. I want to thank David G. Hall for your interest, David. I'm sorry we lost that advertiser. Ron Beaver, if you're still out there and you want to buy time on the show, we appreciate that very much. But I think, in all honesty, Ron... Little chicken shit of you.
Phil, watch it.
No. It's a little chicken shit. You know kind of weird how weird we are. And if you'd have called Dave and said, oh, that's what I'm got. I think at the last minute you looked at your budget and you just couldn't afford the Phil Hendry show. How do you feel about that?
All right, Mr. Hendry. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't applaud that. You're going to lose money, Phil. Well, I doubt it, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, will you stop? We'll be right back. We have coming up. Can we get this Mr. Beaver on the phone?
Who's Mr. Beaver?
Ron Beaver.
Oh, yeah, I think we can, yeah.
Well, let's get him on the phone.
Okay.
We got to do a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back with Ron Beaver. We'd like to get a big backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. 60,000 hours of the radio show and the digital show, much of it including me, Chef Carl Cedilli. And remember, if you practice my method, I'm Ted Bell, and I regret the day I ever laid eyes on Chef Carl Cedilli and said, yeah, you, come on into the kitchen and make stuff. Get a backstage pass. How dare you? Why don't you go rinse your mouth out? Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Is it plastic?
Oh, God. Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show at the... El Pacifico here in Southern California. Coming up, we have Ron Beaver, who this will be an interesting conversation. Mr. Beaver was going to buy time on my show, but after he heard Chef Carl Cedilli last night singing with a wad of brie in his throat, and it sounded like he said he was gagging on something that they call snool. I've never heard this term before. Ron Beaver is on the line. He is the owner of Beaver Bee Hardware Stores, and... First thing I would say, Ron, is I'm very, very grateful to make your acquaintance, sir. I have never met you before. Thank you for considering buying time on our show. And what went wrong?
Well, are we on the air right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, well, thank you very much for having me on your program. And I am a great admirer of your talent and your show, but I thought after listening to the Chef Carl Cedilli segment last night, on your program, that we thought, well, you know, it just isn't right for Beaver Bee, the presentation that you have, and I'm sure that your audience and people like it, but we decided, yes, at 11th hour, it was a late decision, but we did decide that we would fully advertise it.
Okay, now I said that, you know, what I said that I don't think you can afford airtime.
Well, we're one of the largest hardware chains on the West Coast. We do a substantial business every year.
How much, if you wouldn't mind me asking, Mr. Beaver?
No, I'd rather not disclose that, but we do. I can tell you that advertising on your program, Mr. Hendry, is well within our budget. There's no problem there. The problem that I had was listening to this gentleman trying to sing while he sounded as if he was having a hard time breathing or singing or getting air into his lungs because there was a thick, what I've called for years and people in my business, a thick level of snool that...
Now, this term snool, snot and drool...
What is that?
What is snool?
He had a thick level of snool in his throat, and it made it difficult to listen to.
Okay. I've never heard the term snool, and you have.
Yeah, well, hold on for a minute. Who are you? I'm on... I got a group of people here that I don't know if they're tourists, but they tried to use the elevator. I told them to get lost.
All right. Anyway, he had a lot of snool, and you listened to this, and it put you off enough to cancel your advertising.
That's pretty much it. And it's not to say that we won't revisit the issue, but to turn on your show after I'd had as hard a day as I had, and I'm hearing a fat man dealing with snool, you have no idea, do you?
No, I don't, sir. I don't.
What is it about snool, if you don't mind, Mr. Beaver, that is particularly galling to you?
Well, snool, from my very first days as a young plumber, when we were dealing with every kind of coagulant and every sort of stoppage in drain pipes, some things that we saw we could never, ever really truly describe to people, not to our wives or families or our friends. We had to just sit and we had to live with it. And you would go through the day. Each day, I think, as a young plumber, was like biting on a towel for me. I wanted to say...
You wanted to say what?
I wanted to say the things I saw, but I just kept my own confidence. Just I had to bite down on a towel and get through it.
All right, so this snool is something from your early days as a plumber?
Yeah. Your name, sir?
My name is General Galen Shaw.
I'm sorry, but I heard you go, your early days as a plumber? Did you do that?
No, I did not, sir. I think you misheard me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Nobody is trying to mock you here, Mr. Beaver. We're trying to listen to your side of the story. So snool is a real thing with you, and you encountered this as a young plumber. And you now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Ron Beaver, who's the owner of Beaver B Hardware Stores. He was going to advertise on my show when he heard Chef Chedilia last night with all this thick cheese and brie and dips in his throat. You said it sounded like he was gagging on snool. I heard people say it was snot. I don't know.
No, snool is very, very specific, and this is a reality that I dealt with and that every young plumber had to deal with. You'd see snool in the pipes, and for the rest of the day, for the rest of the year, for the rest of the time you were a plumber, all you could do is bite down on a towel and keep your mouth shut. And people would say, what's wrong with you? I'll never forget my mother and my father. When I get home from work, they'd say, what happened to you? What's wrong with you? And I had to imagine a towel that I'm biting on, you know? Hold on for a minute. What do you want? I'm taking a leak right here. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. There's a family, a mother included. I'm standing at a urinal. They left.
I'm sorry, sir, if we've got you at an inconvenient time.
No, it's fine.
I want to ask you, this is Margaret Gray, Mr. Beaver.
Yes, ma'am.
So you were traumatized by... oh, help. So you were traumatized...
Wait a minute. I'm standing at a urinal. You got your children in here? This is a urinal. See what I'm standing in front? Right? And what have I got hanging out of my pants? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I'm very, very sorry.
Sir, I don't appreciate this interaction you're having with those people, especially if their children are there.
No, they're not here. I'm talking to two adults, one of them a woman, while I'm standing here at a urinal with my dick in my hand. Okay.
Somebody's under a lot of pressure.
Well, I think that speaks directly to what you said. I don't think he can afford airtime here.
Well, whatever happened, he was talking to us, and all of a sudden he flipped his lid.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Beaver, are you okay? Because a lot of people here are wondering about what you done did. And you also said a dirty word. Okay. Yeah? How do you spell snool? Give me the phone, will you? Hi, Mr. Beaver.
Yes, Phil. That is entirely my fault, although I must plead my case that this family walked in while I was standing here at the urinal, and I'm talking to you about something that was, you know, a pretty meaningful event for us. We were set to buy airtime on your program, and now we're not going to because this man, Chedilia, or whatever it was you were you're the host of the show, correct? This is your platform?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then I have to say this was you allowing this man to sing as he gargled spit and I better not say it.
As he gargled spit and you better not say it.
Yeah, because it sounded to me like he had something else in his mouth.
So, based upon Chef Chedilia's, and can we play, I want the audience to hear if they weren't here last night.
Please don't do that, Mr. Henry.
I'm going to play a clip of it. If the audience wasn't here last night, you better believe I'm going to play it. Sorry, but that's just the way it is.
Please don't do it, Mr. Henry.
I'm gonna do it. All right, here we have Chef Chedilia singing on last night's program. This is the thing that got you to cancel your planned advertising on our show, Mr. Beaver.
Please don't play it, Mr. Henry, please.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, Chef, look.
Please turn it off, Mr. Henry. Please.
You're telling me that sounds like I've got phlegm in my throat.
Yes, it does, Chef, it does.
You don't feel alive.
Oh, God, please turn it off.
There's something wrong with you.
Hey, there's something wrong with you, Jack.
Please turn it off.
That you don't recognize that I'm a great chef.
Okay, I turned it off. Are you all right?
I just don't want to hear that. Okay, anymore, because he is gagging on Snool. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
No, I don't, and I'm very happy you're not advertising on my show because you sound like you're nuts.
Oh, sure, that's the easy way out, to say that I'm nuts. Meanwhile, your chef there is...
I know, gagging on Snool.
I know, gagging on Snool. I hope that when we reach the end of our lives, Mr. Henry, and you're standing there before the pearly gates.
Yeah, I'll be getting in. I'm not going to hell. God loves me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's Rick Beaver, or Ron Beaver, whatever the hell his name is. Ron Beaver?
Ron Beaver.
That's Ron Beaver, who will not be advertising on our show, and we're ever so happy about that.
Yeah. That's the way to stand your ground, Mr. Henry.
You're sure about that?
Of course I'm sure about that. Please, Mr. Henry, he sounds nuts, okay? What is it with this show all of a sudden? The last 48 hours, we've had people that have been clinically, certifiably nuts on the air, including you, Chef Chedilia, wherever the hell he went. Thank you very much for listening to tonight's show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and this show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
If you practice my method, the ladies up front, ladies... How about this singing? Do you like this?
God's sake,
if you
Phil.
Practice my method, yeah. Just a holler you told me. You got the love of the teaching. And the love of the
blows. Have a good night, folks. Thank you. Phil Henry. So long.
Where'd
you come from, man?
Just getting set up for tomorrow night's show.
Oh, this is exotic. I like this. It's very exotic, isn't it?
Yeah, huh?
Do 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 do. What language is that, Phil?
I think it's Klingon.
I think it's Klingon.
Smartass.